We've been going through it. We're all the way up to the book of Galatians. And the book of Galatians is one that Paul wrote. And the problem he was having with the churches in the Galatian area was that it was a mixture of non-believers, it was a mixture of Jews and just different people from different kinds of religions and that kind of stuff. And he had a hard time with them because the theme in that particular community at that time is you can't be a Christian unless. What if you were taught that you couldn't be a Christian unless you mutilated yourself or submitted to some kind of beating or repulsive foods? What if you had to submit to some ridiculous exercise or equally ridiculous teachings? What if? What if? You can't be a Christian unless you become Jewish first. Jesus was Jewish. Certain people in the Galatia area was being taught that. They were saying, you got to be circumcised or you can't follow a specific law and regulation. If you're Jewish and you want to be a Christian, you can't do away with the law. You got to do that too. So who thought to be more becoming a Christian than simply believe in Christ? Believe that Christ was raised from the dead. Believe it in your heart and you shall be saved. It's a simple message for simple people. But they didn't do that. These false teachers were called Judaizers, and they were Jews, sometimes Jewish Christians, who thought there had to be more to becoming a Christian than just believing. But that's what it is. It seems too easy. It can't be true. So the Apostle Paul run into these people in many churches throughout Asia that he was ministering to. Some were sincere, and they honestly could not understand the simplicity of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So they just didn't want to embrace it because it can't be true. It's just too easy. They preached their own gospel to the people that salvation had to be earned by obeying certain rules, that you had to qualify for eternal life. No, no, no. You're already qualified for eternal life if you simply believe in Christ. This gave them the authority to determine what the qualifications were. And they had the people in Galatia and the Providence all confused. So Paul wrote this letter that we call Galatians to the believers in Galatia, to respond to the false teachers and their teachings. You are saved by faith alone. Martin Luther, one of the church fathers way back when, he's the guy that finally just rebelled against the Catholic Church for the way they were teaching and what they were doing, and he put those treatises up on the wall in Germany. Martin Luther was so impressed what Paul wrote in the book of Galatians. You are saved by faith alone in Christ. Jesus Christ had set people free from the demands of the law of Moses. You can't do away with the law of Moses. You can't do away with the Ten Commandments. But you don't need to follow those in order to have a relationship with God. Christ offers salvation as a gift. The little thing that Phil had up at the beginning about grace in the book of Galatians is simply about grace. No test, no background checks, nothing that you have to do periodically. There's no do not do list, simply accept and believe in Christ, and he did all the work for you, and you're immediately free. Free to be changed inside, free to live a new life, free to become welcome into heaven by God Almighty. So the book of Galatians had been called the charter of Christian freedom. Through Christ's death on the cross, we have been freed from the penalty and the curse of sin. We have been freed from the demands of the law, and we are free from the taskmasters of sin. The taskmasters of sin. And they are. And you can get rid of them by simply repenting. And say, Lord, I know I'm a Christian. I know I got all this stuff, but boy, I drifted back into some of those areas I shouldn't have been dealing with. And just repent. And Lord, help me. Get me back on the right track. This is a willing service. The service is to be performed in the spirit of joy, as we can do this through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit indwells in us and it produces a dramatic change inside of us. Galatians talks about the gifts of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Hallelujah. We got the choice to make it, but we have the choice to control it. And we can have self-control. Is just say, Lord, help me. And I like to say what old Bishop Henderson used to say, help me, Holy Ghost. Because that's all we got to do is call upon the Lord and His grace. Now, the Old Testament law still has value. I don't want to make light of that. It points to the proper guidelines for living. Restrains people from evil. Reveals our sin to us. And it helps us to realize that we're all sinners saved by grace. And that it's impossible for ourselves. It's only because of the work of Christ that the law passes the way for us and we are able to welcome the Savior of the world. So if we long to be truly free, that desire will point us to Christ. And only through Him and His gospel we can truly be freed from sin, free from the demands of the law, free to serve our Lord with a new kind of life that He wants us to have. That's what's in the book of Galatians. Just a little tidbit from when we finished up in Corinthians. The city of Corinth, years after Paul left and was ministering there, there was a devastating earthquake that hit that city. And even to this day, it's devastated. It's in ruins. All the temples and all the buildings and so forth crashed, and some of those things. So, but that happened after Paul left the city of Corinth. In Galatians 6:11, the Apostle Paul told the people of the churches in the region of Galatia that he had penned his own letter to them in large letters. Scholars have surmised that it was probably in his own hand, but it was also because he wrote large letters because he was losing his sight. In this letter, though, the Apostle Paul addressed issues similar to the one facing the church in Corinth. You remember we talked about the false teachers trying to sway the believers away from the gospel. These false teachers the Apostle Paul referred to in his letter were called Judaizers. They told the people that in keeping the Jewish law, all males, Jew and Gentile, had to be circumcised as a prerequisite for salvation. This question had been settled once and for all in the council in Jerusalem. You can read about that in Acts chapter 15. But it even continues to this day, some of that false doctrine. Martin Luther, as I mentioned earlier, was fond of the book of Galatians because Paul's emphasis was on salvation by faith alone. So when Paul writes to the churches of Galatia, which is an area just west of, north of Israel a little bit, and just a little bit west, it lets his readers in on a little squabble that he had with Peter in the town of Antioch. Peter had been afraid to associate with Gentile believers because of the association with those who thought to be Jewish believers. You can read about that also in the little book of Jude and also in the seven churches of Revelation. It was a concern. In Acts 15, though, we read about the council in Jerusalem to discuss these issues raised in Galatians 2:11. Biblical scholars sometimes debate this premise in these two accounts. describing the discussion about faith in Christ alone were actually separate accounts of the same incident. One of the most instructive passages of the Christian seeking to live a godly life is found in Galatians 5. In contrast to ways of living controlled by a sinful nature and one controlled by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, not many people quote that little book of Habakkuk, but Paul did, and it was pivotal to his argument. Habakkuk 2:4 says, "The righteous will live by faith." So in order to teach the contrast between the law and grace, Paul used the law 28 times in that short little book of Galatians. Just as in 2 Corinthians, the autobiographical information in it contains, confirms that the Apostle Paul wrote it. The gospel of Christ is the centerpiece of this book. As you read it, you'll find it out for yourself. Little short book. Paul sets out to show that Jesus Christ came into this world to rescue lost sinners, and that they needed nothing but faith in him for salvation. It seems a little bit to be perturbed that people have so quickly gone astray from the truth and went towards a different gospel. There is only one gospel. That's the gospel of Christ. Paul launched into this sketch to establish his own faith through grace before numerous examples to support the doctrine that he was teaching. You got to remember, Paul came to faith in Christ in a miraculous way. He was a sinner. He was killing Christians. He had a terrible situation in the area. And when Jesus confronted him on the road to Damascus, he came to know the loving grace of God. So it's easy for him to portray and to proclaim it to the people of Galatia. This first letter to the church, some say, wrote about somewhere around 48 A.D. Now, the message to several other churches in Galatia, which is an area west of Israel, north of the Mediterranean Sea, that Paul visited in what we call his missionary journeys. You wonder why Paul did not set out to argue with the Judaizers who had come into these towns to sow these seeds of heresy. Instead, he addressed the Galatian Christians himself, hoping to dissuade them from leaving their faith and depending on works for salvation. It was a direct approach that these powerful people was using, and it still packs a punch today. Faith in Christ, faith alone, you can be saved.